Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. KU fans, I want to ask you this question. I can't answer this question. I don't have the ability to answer this question. Quite honestly, I'd be perfectly fine if you guys lost both of these games. 913-586-7965. I'm going to start with Rob because Rob is a Kansas alum. He is a season ticket holder for football and basketball. He even went to a couple of baseball games this year when it looked like KU could maybe make the College World Series. He is a through and through Jayhawk. His wife is a Jayhawk alum. They love KU in their home. Rob, you can only win one of these two games. I tell you, they go 1-1. You can either win Saturday at Missouri, or you can beat K-State in a few weeks in the booth. It has been a while since you guys have beat Missouri, obviously because of the gap in playing each other. It's been a real long time since they've beaten K-State. Have they beat K-State since you've been an adult? I'm not even trying to be funny. Have they beat them since you've been an adult?
I was 18 last time they beat them, 16 years ago. Barely. I'm 34, so yeah.
Barely.
Technically, yes, but no.
You can only win one of these two games. You're guaranteed to win one of these two. Which button are you pressing? Are you going on the road and beating Missouri, or are you beating K-State at home?
So this is actually an interesting question. And I was on a podcast this summer, a K-State podcast. Shout out to Bosco's boys. And they asked me the same question as K-State fans. They're like, what would you rather do? The answer is Missouri. The answer will always be Missouri. But what makes it tough to take this one is the 16-year drought. I think it is 55-45, where every other year it's like 80-20, beat Missouri, just beat Missouri, just beat Missouri. But that drought, that hiatus, changes the calculus a little bit. But I think Missouri is, of the two, the one that I would rather win, because it is the bigger rival Kansas has. And the fact that it's the rivalry renewed and all the other elements, I will take Missouri as their bigger rival and the game I would rather win of the two.
The only reason I ask this question is, because it's an impossible question, right? You're happy with both of them. Is beating them in your new building, KU fans are 100% storming the field. It doesn't matter what the score is. Doesn't matter what KU is ranked. Doesn't matter what K-State is. If they beat K-State in football this year in that stadium, the students are running on the field and they're tearing down the goalposts. That's a big-time moment for you guys. That's a big-time moment for Lance Leipold. All this Missouri win does is just make Missouri fans mad, you know, which is great.
I will say, hold on. I apologize for interrupting. If KU beats Missouri, though, it is the biggest win that Lance Leipold has had in his tenure at Kansas.
Even bigger than the Texas win?
Even bigger than the Texas win. Because the Texas win, they were 2-10. Like, they won a great game, and it started the program and all the whole deal. They went 2-10 that year. They were still a doormat in the league. You go on the road to an SEC team that has won 20 games in the last two seasons, and you beat them in their house. That is undeniably the biggest win in his team. The only win comparable is Oklahoma. Like, that it's K-State would be as well, but Missouri is an undeniable resume program-changing type of win if he goes into Columbia and wins.
I would also say if KU can figure out a way to win this game, we do need to come back and have a different conversation about their ability to compete in the Big 12. Now, you still got to go on the road. You go on the road and play Texas Tech. You will not be favored in that game. You mentioned K-State. I know that right now KU is playing a little bit better than K-State, the history, the tradition. I still think K-State is a better team than KU. On the road against Arizona, on the road against Iowa State, also on the road, or excuse me, a home game against Utah to close out the year. Like, you guys didn't really get a lot of gimmies, and most of the team that we think are going to be good in the Big 12, they just happened to be on KU's schedule this year. So, like, the schedule didn't break perfectly for you guys. But if KU wins this game, you can start to really think about them winning 7 or 8 games. If you can go on the road and beat Missouri, you can go on the road and beat Texas Tech. You can go on the road and beat Arizona. You can beat UCF. You can be really, really dangerous in the Big 12.
I actually was talking to Drew about this. We were doing the changeover. You and Gold were fighting. Me and Drew were talking about college football. And he made the point that if KU beats Missouri, they should be 6-0 heading into Lubbock. Like, I know the schedule doesn't break right. You're right. K-State's on the schedule. Utah's on the schedule. Texas Tech's on the schedule. Those are the teams outside of Arizona State that we presume are the bullies in the Big 12. But if KU beats Missouri, they then got a bye week. They then got West Virginia, who's predicted to be the bottom half of the league. They got Cincinnati, who I know looked okay against Nebraska, but they're supposed to be bottom half the league. And they have UCF, who barely beat an FCS team and is predicted to be the last team in the league. That quickly is 6-0 headed into Lubbock. And you know how college sports work the same way I know how college sports work. Some of it is just momentum. And if KU can go get this one, then the ball starts rolling that you feel like, oh, something special is happening in Lawrence. And now you're headed into Lubbock undefeated with potentially a Big 12 title berth at stake. That feels like a massive game. It could still be 5-1 in Lubbock and all those things, but the Missouri game is a little bit of a turning point for that. I will say for the Missouri side, it's the same for Missouri. They open their season with all those home games. If you lose this one, it takes a little bit of the air out of the balloon for what Mizzou could be this season, because there's expectations of being another 9-win team in Columbia.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm kind of looking at this where you win this game, they'll win next week against Louisiana Monroe, and then you got South Carolina at home. You know, that's kind of one of those teams. I'd put them in that second tier in the SEC. I don't think they're Georgia. I don't think they're LSU, but I think they're right there. One of those teams that could be either the third or the fourth team to represent the SEC in the college football playoff. If you're Missouri, you got to be thinking and hoping that you could potentially end up being one of those teams. So that's certainly a game that I kind of have circled, but you got to take care of business. I'm not going into this taking KU lightly. I think KU has a good coach. I think they have a healthy, confident quarterback. That gives you a chance to go on the road and beat Missouri. I think Missouri is more talented than KU. I think they have better players than KU, but I'm not going to go into this thinking that just, no, it's a rivalry game. It's college students. Anything can happen. Football is just weird in a one-game scenario. I think it's going to be a really fun, really entertaining game this weekend between those two teams. Really thankful that Lance Leipold was on the show earlier today. If you missed him, be sure to check out the podcast page.